好，感謝主，我哋又嚟到主嘅面前。
We thank the Lord that once again we can be in His presence.
又多謝弟兄領我哋唱頭先嗰一首嘅詩歌。
And thank our brother for leading us in the hymn we just sang.
其實嗰一首嘅詩歌，用簡單嘅説話嚟講，就係一個信服嘅意思。
In fact, simply put,the hymn which we just sang, to summarize, is about submission, obedience.
是。好。这些东西真的很麻烦。
These technical things are quite troublesome.
啊，Gabriel，你来帮我们。
Maybe I can get some technical assistance from Gabriel.
今朝早嘅題目要同弟兄姊妹溝通嘅係照著山上嘅樣式。
This morning the topic I like to share with brothers and sisters is according to the pattern on the mountain.
點解會講呢一個題目呢
？Now why am I sharing on this particular topic？
因為一來咧就係上一次溝通嘅時候，仲有啲嘅話未能講完。
On the one hand, it's because last time as we had fellowship together, there are some unfinished words.
二来呢，就是盼望透过神向摩西对百姓吩咐的说话，我们对他有一些更深层一些的了解。
Secondly, through the word which the Lord has to Moses, through Moses to his people, we will have a deeper understanding.
以至到呢，我们在我们的心思和态度上面在服侍主的事上面有所更新。
So that in our heart, in our mind, in our attitude, we would have some renewal in our service and worship to our Lord.
好让我们听见祂的呼召的时候，我们跟上去，好让我们看到神的话的时候，我们有对祂有更深的了解。
So when we have the calling of God and when we see, look into His word, we will have.We would be able to follow on, and we would have a deeper understanding.
所以照著山上的樣式。
Therefore, according to the pattern on the mountain.
呢句説話記載喺出埃及記二十五章。
These words are recorded in Exodus chapter 25.
我哋嚟讀一讀好嗎？
We can turn to it and read it.
出埃及記二十五章第八節同埋第九節，第八節。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
在他们中间第九节
Verse
9. According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments
thereof, even so shall ye make it.
Okay, 然后第四十节
Verse 40.
要謹慎作這些物件，都要
照
着在山上
指示的樣式。Pattern which was shown thee in the mount.
所以在這段幾段的聖經的裡面
So in these verses,
你就看見照着在山上指示你的樣式的那幾個字是很
We can see in the verses we read here, the words according to the pattern on the mountain, they are outstanding. Because this is the command, the instruction of God. It is also His requirement. Therefore, I use this phrase as our topic this morning.
我會用三點同弟兄姊妹溝通。
I'd like to share three points with brothers and sisters.
第一點就係山上嘅樣式。
First point is according to the mountain pattern on the mountain.
第二點係建造會幕嘅目的。
The second point is the purpose of building the tabernacle.
第三點就係建造同埋服侍。
The third point is building and serving.
第一點山上嘅樣式。
The first point, the pattern on the mountain.
我哋記得。当以色列人被拯救脱离埃及之后
，We remember when the Israelites were delivered out of Egypt.
神将佢哋带到去西奈山嘅旷野。
God brought them to the wilderness at Mount Sinai.
在西乃山的上面，神向摩西颁布了十条诫命。
And there on Mount Sinai, God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses.
同埋律例典章。
And the statutes and the ordinances.
之后神向百姓发出一个命令。
And then God gave this command to the people.
话请要以色列人为神来到建造一个会幕。
That they would make him a sanctuary, a tabernacle.
咁喺建造会幕之前。
And before the building of the sanctuary,
神要他们学习一个功课。
God wanted them to learn this lesson.
其实就不止一个功课。
In fact, more than one lesson.
第一个功课就是上次我们讲的，是奉献的功课。
We have shared this lesson already. One lesson last time we shared was about consecration, offering.
你记不记得？
Do you remember?
他说，你们当为我送礼物来。凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。
And you shall come and offer to me voluntarily, and those who offer willingly, I shall accept and receive it.
虽然是经过一个月，我希望弟兄姊妹你还记得。
Even though a month has passed, I hope brothers and sisters still recall.
这个是一个什么功课呢？
What lesson is that?
他说你要送礼物来。
The lesson, you bring an offering.
给谁？
Who is it to?
给神。
It is to God.
给神用。
It is for God's enjoyment.
这个就是奉献的功课。
This is the lesson of consecration.
所以奉献是什么呢？
What is offering consecration?
就是神要将神给过我们的现在交出来让神去使用。
It is to give back what God has given unto us for his own use.
这个就是奉献的真意。
Now that is the truth, the principle of offering.
奉献不是说因为哪一个人哎呀他有需要。
Offering is not because so and so have a need.
或者话我心里边有一啲嘅过唔去啊，因为佢帮我又车我又剩，咁咧我就俾翻啲酬劳佢咁样。
Offering is not giving back to someone because someone has helped him out, have given me a ride, and I just cannot get by for all his help without giving him some wages.
奉献不是这样的。
That is not offering.
那些就叫做救济。
That is charity.
奉献不是这样的。
That is not offering.
奉献乃是将神赐过给我的，如今我要将它交回出来给神，让神去使用。
Offering is to give back unto God what he has given unto me, now that I give it back to him for his own use.
奉献就是放下自己，让神去使用。
Offering is to lay down ourselves for God's own use.
咁今日要讲嘅就照着山上嘅样式。
And today the topic is according to the pattern on the mountain.
就喺心智上边放下自己去满足神。
And that is in our heart, in our attitude, we lay down ourselves to satisfy God.
头先唱嗰首诗歌话。主，你要我去边度，我就去边度。
The song which we just sang is that I will go where you want me to go, wherever you want me to go.
弟兄好强调嘅就话，我哋嘅心智要唔要接受呢一个嘅命令
？Now, brother have mentioned in our mindset and our attitude, do we want to receive this such a command?
好多嘅时候，我哋知道神要我哋做乜嘢。
Many a times we do know what God wants us to do.
但我哋又唔系好想。
But we're not very willing to do so.
或者我哋又惊啊，又怕呢样怕嗰样，结果呢，我哋就冇做啊。
Or we're hesitant and we're afraid, so we end up not doing anything.
咁因此我哋唱嗰首诗歌嘅时候，主啊，你要我去边度我就去，都系讲大话咯噃。
When we're singing and we sing the lyrics, I will go wherever you want me to go. If we sing the lyrics, then we become a liar.
我明知道应该做嘅，而唔去做。这个就是违背了神的旨意。
I know the very thing which I ought to do, yet I do it not, and I have then gone against the will of God.
所以照着山上的样式。
So according to the pattern on the mountain.
就是照着神的心意而活。
In other words, it is to live according to God's will.
圣经说，无论你是建造会幕啊，或者是製造各樣的家具都好，都要照著我所指示你的樣式。
The Bible tells us whether you make God an a sanctuary, a tabernacle, or all the instruments, the furniture thereof, it is according to the pattern on the mountain.
我哋頭先讀過喺出埃及記25章嗰度， 唔止講咗一次，
we have
講咗兩次。
Earlier in Exodus chapter 25, not only once, twice.
即使去到新約，
even in the New Testament，
喺希伯來書嗰度係講述到去大祭司呢位主耶穌基督佢嘅即時嘅時候，神仲係再用呢一句嘅説話，就係你要謹慎作各樣嘅物件，都要照著在山上指示你嘅樣式。
Even in the book of Hebrews, in the New Testament, when it speaks on the ministry of the great high priest, which is our Lord Jesus Christ himself, it is still according to these words. See, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
由此可见，照着山上的样式来服侍，这个的要求在神的心目中是非常非常非常的重要。
Therefore, we're able to see this phrase, this desire of God according to the pattern on the mountain is very, very extremely important in the heart of God.
我们的主耶稣，
Our Lord Jesus,
对神的心意了解得最清楚的。
He is most clear on the will of God.
在他的一生里面，
In his life,
我们知道他只是全一个态度活在神的面前。
He only had this mindset, this attitude as he lived before God.
就是一切都要照着山上的样式而为。
That all must be done according to the pattern on the mountain.
所以你在约翰福音六章三十八节那里。
Therefore, in the gospel according to John chapter 6 verse 38.
他自己说。
Our Lord Jesus himself said.
他说因为我从天降下来不是要按自己的意思行，那是要按那差我来者的意思行。
For I have come down from heaven, now not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
这个就是主自己。
This is the Lord himself.
他的态度。
This is his attitude.
和他的行径。
And this is his path.
然后他又说。
And he also says,
我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。
I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me.
这个就是完绝对的顺服的意思。
This is absolute obedience.
由此我们看见，
Therefore, we're able to see
山上的样式，
The pattern on the mountain
就是基督的样式，
That is the pattern of Christ.
因为基督就是我们的榜样。
Because Christ himself is our example.
他就是这样样活在神的面前。
And that is how he lived before God.
那我们这些跟随神的人，
As for us who follow God,
这些话叫做服侍主的人，
We who are to be his servants,
我们是没理由也都没条件说我们不要跟着山上的样式来做人的。
Therefore, there's no reason, no excuse for us not to live according to the pattern on the mount.
第二点，
The second point,
建造会幕的目的，
The purpose of building the tabernacle.
记不记得我讲过，神点解要做一个会幕啊？点解需要做一个会幕
？Why we shared on why must God have a tabernacle sanctuary？
有冇人记得
？Do we remember？
即使你冇听过上个月嘅信息，但系对圣经里边嘅知识有冇
？You may not have heard last month's message, but in your Bible knowledge, do you remember why God has us build a sanctuary？
唔敢讲啊
！A little hesitant, afraid。
我唔闹人噶嘛。
I won't scold you。
二十五章第八节。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 8。
又当为我做圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them。
啊，呢个住喺佢哋中间呢个意思。
This dwelling amongst us。
呢个字嘅意思啊。
This word of dwelling。
系住喺。会幕的里面。
To dwell means to abide,、这个、remain in the tabernacle.
是的，这个住这个字亦都等于、这个会幕这样解。
This word dwell is the same as this tabernacle, to tabernacle amongst us.
所以神话又当为我做一个圣所，使我可以住在他们的中间。
Let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them.
所以是他住在他们众人的中间。
So that God himself would dwell tabernacle in our midst.
是他生活在众人的中间。
That he will live, remain, abide, stay in our midst.
就好像一家人这样。
Just as a family.
就是在家里面能够享用安息一样。
So that he can enjoy rest in the family.
结果当他们住在一起的时候，
And when they live together,
就会构成一个的情况。
This will happen.
他们能够彼此有交通。
There will be fellowship communion in the house.
神可以透过我们的他的同住呢，是向我们讲出他的心事。
That through that communion, God is able to share what is in his heart with his family.
神亦透过同住呢件嘅事情，向我哋表明佢嘅心意同埋旨意。
Through dwelling together, God is able to fellowship his heart, his will to us.
同样嘅，我哋亦都可以将我哋心里边嘅说话，譬如一啲嘅难处或者一啲嘅欢乐嘅事情，将佢同神嚟有交通。
Likewise, we can commune with him and fellowship him. All that is in our heart, whether it be hardships or joy, we can share with him.
呢个系同住嘅呢一个嘅咁样嘅益处。
And this is the benefit, the meaning of dwelling together.
最大嘅好处呢喺边度呢？
And what is the greatest goodness of dwelling together?
除咗话我哋彼此有交通之外，
In addition to having fellowship together,
就系我哋能够有充分嘅机会呢去认识佢，去了解佢。
That we would have the fullness of opportunity to know him, to understand him.
佢知道我哋嘅内心，呢个系肯定嘅。
It is assured that he knows us full well from inside out.
但系我哋对主有几多嘅认识啊
？But as for us, how much do we know of our Lord？
系咪净系打开圣经嘅时候咁读啊？咁你就觉得了解佢呢
？Is it when we open our Bible we read? Then that means we know him。
还系话神喺你嘅心嘅里边，你知道佢嘅心意，你又晓得佢要做乜嘢呢
？Or is it deep in our heart we really know him and we know what he is after？
我觉得咧，这个同住在一起嘅呢一件嘅事情，对我哋嚟讲系一个福气，但系对主却系唔系一件容易嘅事情。
Now as far as dwelling together with the Lord and I is a blessing for us.But as to the Lord, it is rather not easy for him.
最近我认识了一班嘅朋友。
Recently, I know a group of friends.
有七八个咁多。
There are about 7-8 of them.
咁佢哋咧，今个礼拜咧就大家约埋一齐去游船河喎。
This week actually they have a gathering and they're going out to sea.
但系喺佢哋嗰班老友记嘅当中咧。有一个佢话佢唔去。
But amongst that group of friends, there was one of them says, "Oh, I won't join you on the cruise."
我就问佢话点解你唔去啫
？So I asked him, "Oh, why aren't you going along?"
佢话因为我老婆唔去。
He said because well, my wife is not going.
如果我去咧，又挂单咯。
If I go, I'll be alone.
咁呢個一個理由。
So that's one reason。
咁我話好容易啫，你嗰度咪揾阿馬阿邊個邊個一齊喺一間房咪得咯。
Oh, so then I said easy. Well, why don't you find a companion? Then you can room together。
咁但係佢話：如果我要我同佢瞓埋一齊啊，我頂唔順嘅。
No, and then comment was, well, if I was to room with this other person, now I can't bear it。
你知唔知佢幾麻煩幾垃圾？
And he said, "Oh, you know, he's not very clean, and he's a lot of trouble."
瞓覺又打呼，呢啲嘢周圍掉，
He doesn't clean up after himself. He leaves a mess around and he snores.
平時呢,我們可以日日都去飲茶,吃飯。
Now normally we can all hang out, we can go and have dim sum and we can have a meal together.
他說,你要我跟他住在一起,我就不行了。
Oh, but no way, I'm not going to room together with him.
因為他知道這個誰誰的習慣, because
he full well knows the habits of this other individual and is not very, he does not be very kempt.
雖然他說船費不是很貴,也很便宜,但是都是不去了。
Now, it's a good cruise deal, it is a good value, but I'll just skip it.
所以弟兄姊妹,照著我們自己的本相,
so brothers and sisters, just as we are,
我們都知道,我們是不配跟神在一起的。
We know full well we are not worthy to dwell together with God.
我們不單止是污糟邋遢,
not only are we filthy,
我們還是不可愛的。
We are unlovely.
你不要以為笑容可嘉,對著騎騎笑,但是很壞的。
Oh, just because we put on a very beautiful smile, then we are great. No, it is much dirty filthiness within.
但是這位大愛的神, 愛無邊的一位主, 祂是願意容納我們。
Yet, God is love, and His great love, He is willing to bear with us, to accept us.
所以祂說, 你要為我做一個聖所, 使我可以住在祂們的中間。
So, He says, build me a sanctuary that I may dwell amongst them.
就是因為這個這樣的一個大愛臨到我們弟兄姊妹,我們就一定要來滿足祂,以祂為標準,以祂的旨意為旨意。
Therefore, because of the great love wherewith He has loved us, we must come and follow Him to have Him as our example, our standard to follow Him.
盼望我們都能夠放下我們自己,來跟隨祂,照著山上的樣式來到生活。
So that we can deny ourselves, lay down ourselves to follow Him according to the pattern on the mount.
因為主是恩典的神。
Because God is a gracious God.
祂是各位大愛的神。
He is a great God of great love.
第三點,
the third point,
建造和服侍,
building and serving.
記得當神要領以色列人出埃及的時候,
you remember when God was to lead the Israelites out of Egypt,
神對摩西說過一句話,
God said this to Moses,
他說,你將百姓從埃及領出來之後,
He says, after you have delivered the people out of Egypt,
還記得下面那句是什麼?
Do you remember what follows?
還記得? 你們必在這山上侍奉我。
He says that you must serve me on this mount.
你將百姓從埃及領出來之後,你們必在這山上服侍我。
And when you have led the people out of Egypt, you will serve me on this mountain.
然後剛才我們讀的第八節,又當為我做聖所,使我可以住在他們中間。
And we read again in Exodus 25:8, it says, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
如果我們將這兩節的聖經合在一起,
now, we put these two verses together.
一節的聖經說到我們要服侍神,
one, it says we have to serve Him.
一節的聖經說到我要住在他們中間,
and the other is that I may dwell amongst them.
你看不到那兩個關係啊?
Do you see the relationship between these two?
因此做聖所那件事情,建造會幕那件事情,成為了以色列人 向神的服侍。
Therefore, to build the sanctuary itself becomes a service to God.
怎樣去服侍法呢?
And how do we serve?
剛才我們說了很大堆的說話了, 總括的來說就是要照著山上的樣式。
We have shared much already and summarized it is according to the pattern on the mountain.
山上的樣式就是等於什麼?
The pattern on the mountain equals what?
啱講完嘅喎。
We shared just a few minutes ago。
山上嘅樣式就係基督嘅樣式。
According to the pattern on the mountain, it is the pattern of Christ, of the Lord。
基督嘅樣式係點樣嘅呢
？And what is the pattern of the Lord？
或者話基督係點樣樣嘅
？Or how Christ is？
基督係點樣樣
？How is he？
馬太福音十一章二十節。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28。
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Matthew 11:29 says, Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls.
整个的来看，
Now, overall,
服侍神并不单在于一啲事务嘅上边。
To serve God is not merely on completing doing some task。
更重要嘅就系心里边承认神系我哋嘅主，系我哋嘅王。
What is more important is in our heart we acknowledge Him as our Lord, our King。
但好可惜呢个世界嘅观念咧，好多时候就偷偷地咁样样传咗入嚟。
Sadly, very subtly, hiddenly, the way of the world creeps in.
将好多嘅服侍神嘅呢个圣职呢，限喺眼见嘅动作嘅里边。
That will limit this holy vocation of service unto God and limit it to the what is visible.
将灵里边嗰个心里边嘅安息偷走咗。
What then is the rest?In the spirit will be stolen.
叫我哋好似无所适从啊
！It seems as if we're helpless.
好似做呢样又对，但系亦都唔对；做嗰样又唔知道啱唔啱咁样样。
It seems as if we don't know exactly what to do. If we're doing this, if it's correct, or what should I do?
头先我哋查经嘅时候就到咗马太福音，弟兄姊妹相信。我哋每一组都查到十七章啊。
Earlier, when we were in Bible study in Matthew, we were on Matthew chapter 17, and I think most of us are around the same area.
嗰度系讲到二十四节，咪讲到有人嚟问彼得话，你个夫子纳唔纳税噶咁。
And there we know someone asked Peter if his master will pay the temple tax.
咁彼得一下就谂都唔使谂话要纳。
Immediately, Peter, without a second thought, says, "Yes, of course."
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你读过嗰段嘅圣经，你知道我要讲乜嘢。
And brothers and sisters, you have read through the passage, you know what I want to share.
好多时候我哋服侍神系靠着我哋自己嘅意志。
And many times when we serve God, it is according to our own will, our own desire.
又凭着我哋嘅感觉。
According to how we feel.
亦都喺呢个责任。同埋制度嘅底下
，It is according to responsibility and to the system。
啱唔啱咧
？Is that correct？
我唔敢講。
I dare not comment。
但係我哋就要小心喺神嘅面前。
But we must be cautious before God。
因為一切嘅事宜都係要照着在山上指示你嘅樣式。
Because all must be done according to the pattern on the mountain。
喺撒母耳記上。十三章有一个反面嘅教材。
In 1 Samuel chapter 13, there is an illustration, teaching that is something we ought not to do.
啊，咁弟兄姊妹，你记唔记得十三章讲乜嘢啊
？You remember 1 Samuel chapter 13?
撒母耳记上十三章。
1 Samuel chapter 13.
大家唔知啦，快啲而家卷嚟睇下。
And we can turn to it very quickly。
或者你記住。
Or perhaps you recall it。
翻去慢慢睇。
And you can review it at home。
十三章係講到掃羅王被廢棄王位嘅原因。
First Samuel chapter 13 gives us the very reason why Saul was removed from the throne。
不過都幾長嘅，你而家睇唔切嘅啦。
It's rather long. You won't have time to read through it now。
翻去慢慢睇，好唔好
？You can revisit it at home。
就係嗰一次 腓利士人来同以色列人争战。
And it was during that time when the Philistines came to war with Israel.
腓利士人人多势众。
And the Philistines were great in number.
加上扫罗佢自己嘅傲慢嘅天性。
And also Paul because of his very slow nature.
结果以色列人嗰次嘅争战就失败。
And because of his pride, they failed.
但是原来在这之前，扫罗和撒母耳就是当时的先知，有一个约会。
But before this, the backdrop is the prophet Samuel had an appointment with Saul.
扫罗和撒母耳约定呢，七日之后，撒母耳呢就会来到他中间和他见面。
And the appointment was that Samuel told Saul, I will be there and meet you there 7 days later.
我刚才讲了他们是打败仗的时候。
I already mentioned to you that they lost in battle.
扫罗因为见到这样的情形心急起上来。
Now Saul, because he saw the circumstances, he became very anxious.
就在撒母耳来之前做了一些他和他的地位不相配的事情。
And because of his anxiousness, he did something before Samuel's arrival, something he ought not to do in his position.
他献祭，他去祷告神。
And what he did was he offered a sacrifice and he prayed to God, which was not what his duty, his worthy to do.
那本来呢，献祭不是一件恶的事，祈祷呢也不是一件坏的事。
Now to offer a sacrifice and to pray is nothing wrong in itself.
但问题呢就是在他自己说我是勉强地献祭给神的。
But the issue lies, he says that he forced himself to do so to offer to God.
勉强献祭或者勉强做一件事情就是没照着山上的样式的行为。
And when he did so in this way unwillingly, then that means it is not according to the pattern on the mountain.
而且他自己都讲啊，在十二节啊。
And he himself said in verse 12.
他说我心里面这样想。
And he said, I thought to myself,
是不是因为我们失败，是不是因为我没祈祷啊？
Is it because I did not pray?
是不是因为腓利士人来攻击我啊？
Is it because the Philistines came down against me?
是不是其他的原因？
Or any other reason?
使我受惊吓。
And so I was afraid.
然后我就勉强咁样献上。
And so I forced myself to do this, to offer.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
扫罗嘅失败同埋被废弃。
The failure of Saul and the fact he was removed.
并不是因为佢冇属灵嘅动作。
It is not because he did not have any spiritual action.
亦都唔系因为佢里边。没神的地位。
It is not because God did not have any ground in his heart.
反而是因为他太多动作，太热心，太急于祷告。
In fact, it was quite the opposite. He was overly zealous. He had, he forced himself to pray.
所以结果他就做了一些他不应该做的事情。
As a result, he did something he ought not to have done.
要知道当时的献祭有资格献祭的人不是普通的人，甚至不是一个君王。
In fact, under the requirement of the sacrifice, it is not anyone can offer a sacrifice in that way, including the king.
一定要是祭司你才可以献祭的，才可以摸那件事情的。
It must.Be the priest, only the priest can offer such a sacrifice.
但是扫罗就是因为心里面这么想，不知道会不会 咁樣咧，所以我就做咗獻就獻祭啦。
But Saul thought to himself, "Oh, perhaps this is what I ought to do, and perhaps this is what I need to do." So he offered the sacrifice.
神嘅律法嗰度講明，佢係唔應該摸嘅。
And under the Levitical law of God, he should not have done this.
但佢就摸咗。
But Saul touched this and did what he did.
山上嘅指示。山上的样式是说他不可以摸的，但他摸了。
It was according to the pattern on the mountain, he ought not to have touched this and did the sacrifice, but he did.
当然他有很多的理由。
Of course, Saul would have many reasons.
根据他勉强献祭的那件事情，他有三个大的理由。
Now, according to Saul, he had three big reasons to force himself to offer.
他说，为什么我要咁做呢？因為百姓離開咗我。
Why did I do this? Saul said, "It's because the people left me."
而你，撒母耳，又唔照你所定嘅日期嚟。
And in fact, you, Samuel, you did not come according to the appointment.
而且咧，呢啲非利士人敵人都兵臨城下嘅喎。
And the Philistines upon me, there are a multitude as the sand.
所以我先至做咗啲啫。
So then, that's why I forced myself to do this.
所以百姓離開佢，佢覺得佢孤單啊！嗰陣時。
So when the people left him, he felt lonely.
又咧又滿咗埋怨不滿啊！你話七日嚟，而家又唔嚟。
And he grumbled and murmured against Samuel. Well, you said you show up in 7 days, and you're not here yet.
仇敵兵臨城下，因為喺環境一睇下環境，哇，好危險嘅。
And the enemy is as a multitude as the sand. They're right at my neck. It is very dangerous.
所以呢啲理由好似係好合理嘅。
And so all these reasons seem very valid.
但係佢卻係做咗唔係山上指示嘅嘅樣式嚟做。
Nevertheless, Saul did what was not according to the pattern on the mountain.
所以弟兄姊妹，好多嘅時候，我哋都會落到一個咁樣嘅光景啊。
So brothers and sisters, many a times we'll be in the same situation.
百姓都離開咗我。
The people around me has left.
只係我一個人啊，我覺得好孤單啊。
I feel very lonely.
你有冇咁樣感？有時有咁嘅感覺。
Have you at times felt this way?
有時啲事情唔係好合意。
And at other times, the things did not come about the way I thought or the way was planned.
你話最衰都係佢啦，唔關我事嘅係佢嘅問題喎。你話咗嚟又唔嚟，話咗做又唔做。
The blame is always on the other party. Well, you didn't do what you said you will do. You did not come as you said you will come, and so it's your fault.
好多个埋怨，好多嘅时候都系指住别人。
Many grumblings, many grievances, many murmurs, always pointing the finger at others.
有时你见到环境真系唔系咁顺利嘅。
And at times we see the circumstances are not favorable.
我哋都遇到呢咁样嘅環境嚇。
We have all encountered such circumstances, right?
我哋都有咁樣嘅心，有啲時候有咁樣嘅心情。
And many times we are in the same sentiment, right?
但係點做呢？
What do we do?
我哋話要嚟到主嘅面前。
We say we come before the Lord.
掃羅佢冇尋求到神嘅心意，佢只係作一啲屬靈嘅動作。以為咁樣樣就可以搞掂佢嘅環境，搞掂佢嘅心情，搞掂佢嘅孤單。
Saul did not seek after God, but he only took some outward spiritual action which he thought will take care of his problem to help him with his loneliness, helplessness, and with his situation.
咁你話，哎呀，向神祈禱啫嘛，做咩咁咩對唔對啫？
And perhaps you will say, well, this is a prayer to God. What is wrong with it?
乜向神獻祭啫嘛？呢個咁屬靈嘅呢個事情，做咩咁講到咁嚴重咁樣啊？
This is a sacrifice to God. It is spiritual. Why is it so solemn, so serious?
所以弟兄姊妹啊，服侍神，活喺神嘅面前，唔係話有理或者冇理嘅。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, as we live before God, as we serve Him, it is not by reason or not.
亦都唔係話對與不對嘅事情嘅問題。
Not an issue of right or wrong.
呢個係原則嘅問題。
It is a matter of principle.
呢個係原則嘅問題。
This is a matter of principle.
所以照著山上嘅樣式。
Therefore,
一啲都唔係話我諗住咁樣喎，我以為咁樣喎，我認為咁樣做喎。
According to the pattern on the mountain, it's not according to our own thought, our own opinion, because we thought this was right, or I thought this is the right thing to do.
照著山上嘅樣式，絕對唔係話我中意點做就點做。
According to the pattern of the mountain, it is not according to what I like to do.
照著山上的樣式，絕對是父怎樣吩咐我，我就怎樣行。
To do according to the pattern on the mountain is I do exactly what the Father tells me to do.
照著山上的樣式，絕對是討神喜悅的生活。
Absolutely. According to the pattern on the mountain is to please God exactly what He wants us to do.
好啦，你話，唉，你講咗咁多，咁我點知道乜嘢係山上嘅樣式咧？
Perhaps now you say, well, you've spoken much. Then now the question is, how do I know what it means for the pattern according to the mount?
你係咪淨喺度講啲理論？咁你咩實際喎？
You're speaking on all this theory. What is the practice then?
咁我哋又翻嚟咧，頭先出埃及記裏邊嘅過程啊。
So then we go back to the journey there in Exodus.
你記得喺西乃山上邊，摩西同神講説話講咗幾多日？
You remember on Mount Sinai, how many days and nights did God speak to Moses?
几多日啊？一、二、三、四啊？四十天。
40 days and nights.
好多时候我哋都话，哇，四十日啦，又唔食又唔瞓。
Many times our focus is on, wow, 40 days and nights without eating or sleeping.
咁耐。
That's a long time.
顶唔顶得上噶？
Can he really bear it?
摩西就係喺山上邊四十天，然後神向佢講出神嘅心意，向佢講出乜嘢係山上嘅樣式。
On 40 days and nights, God told Moses exactly what it means according to the pattern on the mount.
所以弟兄姊妹，唔係話我哋而家有件事情，我想知道。怎樣做？咁咧就一翻開聖經，一讀，咁你就睇到啊，嗰句話係咁樣嘅。
Now that does not mean, okay, then I have the manual here. I turn to the Bible. I just point my finger to a passage. Then it tells me exactly what to do for that situation. That is not it.
唔係咁樣嘅。
That is not it.
你必須要花功夫、花時間喺神嘅面前。
We must spend time and effort in God's presence to have fellowship with Him.
呢個就係與主佢同住嘅一個實際啊嘛。
And that is the reality of dwelling together with God.
有一個笑話，有個弟兄同我哋講過，我覺得真係好 typical 嘅。
There's a funny story that a brother told us, and it is a very typical one.
新聞佢裏有一個人，佢裏邊想知道。有件事唔知點做，我唔知神嘅心意係點樣樣。
So there was this person who did not know what he ought to do, and he wanted to seek out God's will.
佢又就話：，唉，尋求神嘅旨意啦，睇下神向我要我點做啦咁。
So what does that want me to do?
結果咧，佢就好似平時咁樣樣，一打開本聖經，一篤落去，嗰一段嘅聖經。
He would do what he normally would do.Open the Bible anywhere, and then point anywhere, and then he will read that passage to guide him what to do.
结果嗰日佢一读嘅时候咧
，and on that particular day when he did this,
佢就即刻冚翻埋喎。
He immediately shut the Bible then.
嗰個篤落去嗰個講乜嘢咧
？And what was the passage he pointed to, just out of opportunity?
嗰度講咗話，他就出去吊死了。
And it was about Judas who went out and hung himself.
呢個係講猶大啊。
That story was about that passage was about Judas.
因為賣咗主。
Because Judas betrayed the Lord.
唔知點辦。
And he did not know what to do.
祭司又唔收翻佢啲錢。
And then the priest did not want to take his money back.
結果出去吊死咗。
So he went out and hung himself.
哇！咁佢睇見。
So when he opened the Bible,
吊死啊。
Flip to the Bible, pointed at him, hung
himself. 梗係收埋啦，
梗係冚埋啦。Shut the Bible.
係嘛
？Right?
所以聽住唔係咁樣嘅，我哋照著山上嘅樣式。唔係咁樣嘅。
So brothers and sisters, according to the pattern on the mountain, that is not the way.
求主幫助我哋，讓我哋真係落苦功，耐心嘅等候喺神嘅面前，同神有交通，然後我哋可以喺主嘅面前得知道佢嘅心意，而跟隨佢嘅心意而行。
So may we put in some hard work and effort and time.To know the Lord, to dwell with Him, to know His will, and to follow after Him.
最後我想將我頭先講嘅總結下。
Now, lastly, I'd like to conclude what we have just shared on.
盼望呢啲嘅話唔係俾我哋淨係咁聽過算數。
And I hope that these words merely would not just go in one ear and out the other.
願於主嘅話情。存留喺我哋嘅心中。
But may the word of the Lord remain in our hearts.
成為我哋一生走路嘅方向同埋引導。
It may be the direction and guide of our life as we follow the Lord.
所以我頭先講，
so、
建造會幕唔係我哋唔係出自我哋嘅意心嘅，係主係神主動嘅一個計劃。
For us to build the tabernacle is not out of our own zeal, but God Himself took the initiative to build the tabernacle.
我哋只不過係蒙恩，可以喺佢嘅計劃嘅上邊有份。
Yet we have been blessed by grace that we can be partakers of His plan.
第二點就係建造會幕嘅原因，或者一個目的，就係讓神可以住喺我哋中間。
The second point is the plan, the purpose of God to have us build the tabernacle so that He may dwell amongst us.
因為佢住喺我哋嘅裏邊，我哋亦都可以去到佢面前嚟享用佢自己嘅豐富。
Because He desires to dwell amongst us, we can also come into His presence to partake and enjoy of His fullness.
嗱，一個咁樣嘅環境，一個咁樣嘅事情。對我哋真係一個福氣嚟嘅啫。
And in this environment, in this circumstance, this condition indeed is a blessing unto us.
同埋我又講山上嘅樣式，乜嘢叫做山上嘅樣式咧？基督就係山上嘅樣式，佢就係我哋嘅榜樣。
And we have shared what does it mean the pattern on the mountain? The pattern on the mountain is the pattern of Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ Himself is our example.
我哋咁樣照著佢嘅。心意嚟到活，照著山上嘅樣式嚟到活，呢個滿足到神多過滿足我哋。
And when we live according to the pattern on the mount, this satisfaction is more unto God than for us.
但無論如何，我哋今日嘅一生就係要去滿足佢。
Nevertheless, the ultimate goal of building and serving for our life today is to satisfy God.
所以滿足神係點解要建造會幕，同埋我哋喺佢面前服侍佢嘅最終嘅目的。
Therefore, to satisfy God, to build the tabernacle, is our ultimate goal and purpose.
我哋低頭祈禱。
Let us bow our head in a word of prayer.
主耶穌，我哋多謝你。
Lord Jesus, we thank thee.
因為定義嘅唔係我哋。
Because thou art the one who wills.
而是你的丰富的恩典临到我们这些不配的人。
And it is thy abundant grace that has been bestowed upon us who are unworthy.
愿意主 你藉著聖靈再次嘅喺我哋嘅心中作提醒嘅工作。
Lord, we pray that thou once again through thy Holy Spirit do the work of remembrance in our hearts.
願意我哋眾人都有一個嘅心智。
So that we all would have this determination, this attitude.
就是無論我哋服侍或者係各樣嘅事，主啊，都係照著山上嘅樣式而作。
So that our ambition of building and serving will be all done according to the pattern on the mount.
又求主俾我哋有一個咁樣嘅心智，願意凡事照著山上嘅樣式。
O Lord, to grant us this ambition that we will do all things according to the pattern on the mount.
叫主你得以滿足，又叫人可以享用你自己嘅豐富。
So that Lord thyself will be fully satisfied, and we shall also enjoy of thy fullness.
我哋为呢主你呢啲嘅话，感谢你，又为着主你自己嘅心意，更要向你俯伏。
Lord, we thank thee for thy words and for thy heart toward us. We prostrate and worship.
愿你祝福你自己嘅话，祝福喺你面前等候跟愿意跟随你嘅人。
Lord, we pray that thou would bless thy own word and bless those who are willing to wait before thee and to follow.
我哋咁样嘅祷告系奉主耶稣基督嘅圣名。
And we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.